From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Abortion rights advocates across Missouri Friday protested what they called Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's delay of a referendum on the state's 8-week abortion ban. As Sarah Fenton reports, advocates want to give voters the right to overturn the law.
The American Civil Liberties Union in May filed a petition to place the new law up for a statewide vote. Ashcroft denied it on legal grounds, but an appeals court said he wasn't allowed to make that decision. Lawyers say Ashcroft has until August 14th to release the language for the petition so backers can gather the needed 100,000 signatures to place it on the 2020 ballot. If he waits until then, the ACLU would have only 2 weeks before the law goes into effect. Sarah Watkins joined the protest in St. Louis.
Honestly, I think it's disgusting that this man is deliberately drawing out this process so that we can't use our rights with this ballot initiative.
Protesters filled a trash can with symbolic ballots, which they dumped onto the steps of Ashcroft's office downtown. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The new city manager's contract is up for review at the Columbia City Council meeting tonight. According to a Columbia, Missourian report, John Glasscock will be paid $180,000 a year under the contract. The council is scheduled to take a final vote on the document at its August 19th meeting. The contract also says Glasscock will be appointed city manager as soon as he moves into the city. His home is now in Boone County. He has until January 1st to complete the move. Federal data indicates the number of drug overdose deaths has increased in Kansas and Missouri, even as national drug fatalities decline. Randall Williams is the director of Missouri's health department. He says more than 1,100 of Missouri's 1,600 overdose deaths in 2018 involved opioids. Most Missouri public schools resume classes next week, but because of a change lawmakers made to school calendars, classes will start about 2 weeks later next year. Ryan Delaney reports that will alter the summer camp schedule too.
These YMCA campers would rather count off consecutive cartwheels than count down to the end of summer. Next year, though, camps will have to go longer to fill an extended summer vacation. The Gateway Region Y's Lori McTiernan says the Y may have a hard time finding enough counselors to oversee activities when camps run until late August.
It's kind of a double-edged here for us because the YMCA relies on a lot of part-time staff to be our camp counselors in the summer. And as they get ready to go back to college and leave the St. Louis region, we lose a majority of our college students.
The tourism industry pushed for the amended school start date to increase time for visits to popular destinations. Next year, school won't start until August 24th. I'm Ryan Delaney.
I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.